An attack which it's claimed killed at least 500 people. They say there's no sign of damage like that. Israel's military also released audio recordings which we can't verify, alleging it's a conversation between two Hamas operatives. In that clip, they're heard asking, "It's from us," before a reply, "It seems like it." They then talk of a misfiring rocket. Hamas-aligned group Palestinian Islamic Jihad strongly deny the attack. There were protests across the Middle East last night calling for an end to attacks on Palestinian civilians.
"We came out today because of the martyrs. There's only one path, and that's resistance. No negotiations or meeting of leaders or anything. Resistance is the only path for Palestinians."
A man's been sentenced to a minimum of 20 years in jail for abducting a schoolgirl in the Scottish Borders and sexually assaulting her. Andrew Miller, also known as Amy George, had pleaded guilty at the High Court in Edinburgh to luring the victim to his car while dressed as a woman. The 53-year-old, who's currently transitioning, repeatedly attacked her before she escaped. A man who was found guilty of helping to smuggle thousands of people across the English Channel has been sentenced to 11 years in jail. Hetwa Ramipur was arrested in London and extradited to Belgium last year. The rate at which prices are going up in the shops has stayed the same. Official figures show the CPI measure of inflation remained at 6.7% in September. And the British Museum has announced plans to digitise its entire collection after some items were stolen. The museum said the project would mean the entire collection would be accessible online to anyone who wanted to explore it. The interim director says the steps will improve security. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look and see what's happening with the weather for today. It's a little bit cold. Mind you, I've got a sleeveless top on. It's a bit stupid of me. And be cardi. I do love a cardi. They're in fashion. Anyway, right, it's going to be overcast and cloudy this morning. A little bit of sunshine up until about 3 o'clock and then the possibility of rain about a 50 to 60% chance going up to about 80% for the rest of the evening, right the way through. So you're likely to get some rain this evening. And then tomorrow, Thursday and Friday all look like we're going to be experiencing some weather which is going to involve rain and being overcast. Boo!
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Wood on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch. I do actually get a tad of sad as it gets into the winter. I get it every year. And I haven't used one of the lamps. If anyone out there has used them, let me know if they work. Because I know you can get these the little lamp things. They're quite expensive, starting from about sort of 85 quid, I think they are, roughly. Yeah, you can have, there's lots of different ones. I'm just having a little look. It's when you get like autumn, winter coming up, and it's called seasonal affective disorder, where your symptoms are moderate or severe, and it basically just don't feel you can lack energy, feeling a bit depressed, not want concentration, sleep problems. It's that kind of, it's weird. I can feel it even in the last couple of days, and it's because of the sunlight. So I think I might actually get one. I might actually get one, see if it sort of, you know, brightens me up a bit. It's fine because I come in on the radio and you lot make me brighten up when you get in contact with the show and, you know, playing that new music. That all helps. But it's, there are ones you can buy. I think the cheapest you're looking about sort of 80 quid. And you just put it at the desk. So you can bring it into work here and I can put it on the desk because it basically sits there and it just gives you that little bit of light. Yeah, portrait or landscape. That's a good one. Plus it doesn't look ugly. I like that. It doesn't look ugly. I've been reading quite a lot of my messages over the last 3-4 hours on my Instagram, which is kind of on all the accounts. I've basically found a niche And I'm getting hundreds and hundreds. Woke up this morning, it said you got 1,000 new views and comments and stuff. So I've been going in, and it's been happening over the last couple of weeks. And it is very funny because they're comedy videos. They're basically comedy videos. But some of the comments, and they're from, I think, the age group that's actually looking are quite young. But some of the comments, I've just been laughing. I mean, really, really laughing. Because some of them are just horrible, but they're funny, horrible. And it just, they've been making me giggle. So that's really good. But isn't it weird? After all the years of doing social media, you suddenly find a niche and you're like, oh my gosh, I found the niche. That's it. You found the niche. So I'm hitting the Instagram quite hard. So if you want to follow me, I'm on Eat My Brunch, Michelle Ward Music, LUCKYBRTCHES. And you'll find me across those three accounts. I've got three on there at the moment. Four, actually. There's another one, but I'm just starting that one. So I'm enjoying myself now. I did start eating my apple, by the way. I'm taking it away. The apple probably was crispy about a week ago. It's been in my bag. And now it's a little bit soft. I like a nice crunchy apple as well. And this is a little bit like mushy. Mushy, mush, mush. I fancy cooking something today. I think I might go and make rice and peas. I haven't made it for about a year and a half. And I quite fancy that. With some chicken. Yeah, it's quite spicy. I fancy something like that, yeah. I don't know what I'm telling you lot for. You're not invited. Well, I would invite you if you wanted to come for dinner. Come over. Bring a bottle of wine.
Yeah. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me.
Genie in a bottle, baby. come on and let me out.
Dancing about in the recording studio that I was running in London. I absolutely love this. His voice only picks for you.
When they say that I would make a mistake, when they say you were gonna be trouble, people told me you were too much to take. I couldn't see it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
This is Duran Duran with Union of the Snake, and straight after we're going to hear their brand new one, which is on our 8th. That's coming up next on Phoenix FM. Two in a row from Duran Duran.
Telegram force.
Voices in your body.
And coming up is the brand new track from Duran Duran. This is Black Moonlight. I love it.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
us, we've got Abby Flynn. She's just gone to BBC Introducing, which is great for Surrey and I think it's Brighton or something, but it's the BBC, so well done. But we had her first on the show, played it out as a track of the day on Tuesday. Here is Abby Flynn, My Own Woman. It's her self-release and it's out now. Song, and I think Tony Smith's going to be playing that out on his show on Sunday as well. Just coming up to 11:32 on Phoenix. Oh, gone a bit phlegmy there, didn't I? Nice little cough. Who's back on the radio today? Let's have a look. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-bam. Is it going to be? Is Bob in today? Let's have a look. Bob's back! Yay! Bob will be telling you all about his adventures, and he's probably looking very relaxed. Joe Bailey's here at 3 o'clock, bringing you home with local events and the intro and great music. George Hanlon's here at 6 p.m. with the George Hanlon Hour with an eclectic mix of music. The Orient Hour, the roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilston and the Orient Hour team. Curveballs with Nick Field, that's punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, hip-hop, all world music driven by passion. And his guest today is Tim Everly, who's going to be playing live in the studio. Then Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu, playing 2 hours of old school reggae from 10 p.m.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. There was an issue earlier on the A12. Going to have a quick look at that, see if there's any updates. Let's have a little look. No, that's now cleared, so there's no problems there, except for the roadworks, 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions while they do that work to the A12. That's between Junction 13 and Junction 16. Brook Street roundabout is fine, heading down there towards Lakeside. You've got a clear run and coming back through the tunnel and heading up to the M11. Can't see any problems. A1023 is running smoothly, and also Wilson's Corner, no issues. This is Supergrass with Let You Down. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Pardon me, could you lend a hand? 'Cause I can't eat, I can't sleep while I'm missing you.
Yeah, I'm not keen on that song. I don't know, I played it. I was trying to join in with that bit like that, but my voice is not warmed up. It's, yeah, I need to do some proper singing, because at the moment I probably sound not as good as I should do, really. I've not really done much. I've done a little bit of singing. Well, I'm doing singing, but I should do some gigs, really. I kind of miss doing gigs. When the last one I did it about 6 weeks ago, I think, so quite a bit of time. I used to do gigs all the time, but I don't do them so much now. Only if I do them with a band, I quite like it. But if it's not with a band, I don't like doing solo gigs anymore with backing tracks. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it because I can't lift up the speakers. Especially when you've done a gig and you've been sort of mooching and dancing and singing, and then you've got to pack down and lift the speakers into the car. And it depends, Steve, how far, because sometimes you're parked right outside the venue and you've only got to walk through, but other times you've got to walk right the way through the venue with the speakers, and it's like, I don't make that noise. I can't lift two speakers at the same time. I do, you know, normally if I'm doing a gig, what does it have? Four trips to the car normally to get the equipment in. Four trips. And then setting it up, hoping my back doesn't give out, then doing the gig, then breaking it down, then four trips back to the car. Yeah. Sometimes somebody helps. It depends, really. Sometimes people say, do you want a hand with that, young lady? Nobody says that. Would you like a hand with that? And I say, yeah. And other times I'm like, I always say yeah. Depends how drunk they are. I've had people who go, oh, lift your speaker. And you go, no, it's fine. Because I thought that if they drop the speaker, that's the end of that. I've had nearly my speaker go over. Like, I am insured, but you know, when people are dancing near your speakers, you have to keep your eyes, you know, peeled when you're singing, because you get people falling into things. I've had somebody fall into one of my speakers, and I caught it and propped it back up, and I was like, you know, oh no. I did hear of somebody, actually. They were doing a gig, and they gave their microphone to the bride and groom. And it was a radio mic. They're quite expensive, like a good radio mic. And they were in doing a wedding, and the venue wasn't carpeted. I'll tell you why this is important. And they did a mic drop. So they went blah 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 and held the microphone out and did the mic drop. But they drop it to the floor. But it dropped on the floor and broke. And then the bloke had to, you know, issue a thing saying, you now owe me £1,200 for a new microphone. Because you can't just do that. You can't just people do that mic drop thing, don't they? It's quite fashionable a couple of years ago. But you can't, you know, if there's somebody else's equipment, that's about sort of 1,200 quid's worth, £1,000 or something. Oh, dear. Don't do a mic drop.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
New track from the Church of Trees. Here's Pet Sematary.
Under the arc of weather-stained boards, ancient goblins and warlords come out the ground, not making a sound. The smell of
the night when the cold wind blows.
love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Moving from genre to genre, here we've got George Benson. This is a classic with Turn Your Love Around. Good morning to the Beat Bakery boys who are listening out there. Hope you're having a good day. I know I am.
You got the love, you got the power, but you just don't understand. Girl, you've been charging by the hour. How much I love you, still believing in romance. You're taking way too many chances with my love. I remember when you used to be the talk of the town. All you get is lonely. Turn your love.
This is the OJs with Back Stabbers.
They do. They smile in your face.
Oh.
Furry animals with Do or Die.
Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1-2-3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.